it's all a mystery in my head, Lord. I'd give up everything just to feel the fire again. It's all
music right there from New York City duo Fantagram, a band who lovingly recreate the sounds of classic trip-hop and 90s electronic music through their own indie rock lens. Their newest album, Memory of a Day, was released just last year. We heard the song, what was the song we heard? All a Mystery. With that new album, Fantagram are touring in support of the new album throughout the summer. They've got dates in Victoria, Vancouver, Winnipeg. For our listeners in the Windsor, Detroit area, you can catch Fantagram downtown Detroit at the Fillmore on August 31st. In the middle, it is another New York City duo. This time, it is the twinkling experimental pop duo known as Cults with their song Monolithic. It's the closing track to the band's album Host. And then kicking off that set, it is brand new music from Ezra Furman. Her new 10th album is called Goodbye Small Head. Released just a couple months ago back in May, we heard the song Grand Mal from Ezra Furman. She is also touring in support of the new album. For our listeners in the Vancouver area, you can catch Ezra Furman at Hollywood Theater on August 12th. And then again, for our listeners at CJAM, our mothership station in Windsor and Detroit, you will catch Ezra Furman much sooner, July 17th at the Loving Touch in Ferndale. Puts on a fabulously frenetic rock show. I've seen her a few times now and cannot wait for that July 17th date. So much fun. All right, speaking of so much fun, an artist that kind of brings fun but in her own subdued indie rock way, it is the incredibly talented alternative rock musician Tess Parks right now here on Girly So Groovy.
Mama cry. just wait. You could just wait with one foot through the door, one hand on the gate. In the in-between, liminal space.
Hand on the
This is listener-supported radio, and this is Girly So Groovy, the only show dedicated to the women who rock, and to you, the listener who loves them. Music right there from Calgary, Alberta, alternative act, Hermetus. Hermetus describes herself as the project of an aging and slightly reclusive witch. She has a new album out. The new album is called Death and the Fool. We heard the song Lines in Our Hands, the opening track. And I've got to say, the thing that stood out for me right from the get-go, the cover art. There is a drag queen quality that Hermetess brings to that cover art, and I'm loving it. Before Hermetess, we heard music from Mess Esque. Now, Mess Esque, we feature them a couple of times here on Girly So Groovy. They are a thoughtful and gently experimental indie rock duo from Australia. On their third album, J. Marie, Comfort Me, the duo deliver dreamy, intimate rock music that can be heartbreakingly subtle and emotionally impressionistic as ever. This time we heard the song Liminal Space from Mess Esque, and then we kick things off with Toronto alternative singer-songwriter Tess Parks. From her latest album, Pomegranate, we heard the song Surround. Well, friends, that does it for this episode of Girly So Groovy. Don't forget, you can stay in touch with the show all week long. If you ever miss an episode or just want to listen again, know that you can find 10 weeks worth of the program waiting for you online absolutely for free. No membership required. Just simply do this. Go to the website Mixcloud. That's mixcloud.com/girlysogroovy, girly and groovy, both ending in an IE. It is this time of year, July, when we celebrate our birthday here on Girly So Groovy. We are celebrating 24 years old this July. I cannot believe Girly So Groovy has been on the air that long. I cannot believe it was 24 years ago when I pitched the idea to my friend Dan, and the two of us went into CJM, and we were shocked they let us get on the air. And 24 years later, here I still am doing Girly So Groovy. And since then, it is broadcasting coast to coast in Canada and into the United States through syndication. But again, I cannot say thank you enough to CJAM 99.1 FM at the University of Windsor for giving us that chance to launch this project that has celebrated and amplified voices for now 24 years. I cannot list and name all the stations that carry Girly So Groovy, but every week I like to do at least one shout out. You know what? I mentioned them earlier and I'm going to mention it again. Bombay, Newfoundland. It just tickles me pink that we are so far east in Canada. But every Tuesday from 11 until 1 o'clock, you can catch Girly So Groovy on VOBB 95.9 and 98.1 FM in the Bombay, Newfoundland area. A huge thank you to VOBB FM, Voice of Bombay FM, if I remember correctly, for making space in their busy schedule for our program, and to the nearly 20 other stations that do that as well. And if you're listening on Mixcloud, thanks for finding us there as well. You know, with Hermetus, that newest album, her vocals, I keep hearing Kate Bush. So why don't we wrap up the full 2 hours of Girly So Groovy with exactly that? Something from Kate Bush. And coincidentally, when I think about it, it is 2025 that marks the 40th anniversary of Kate Bush's incredible breakout album, Hounds of Love, the album that launched Running Up That Hill, an album that is just gorgeous in design, an album that has had influence ever since it's been in this world on so many other musicians. So let's wrap up the full 2 hours with the title track, Hounds of Love, from Kate Bush here on Girly So Groovy.
It's in the trees. It's coming. We'll be right back.
This is Sukyun Lee, and you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby.
you. You're listening to